You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Power Nap with Forever Man. We're going to be having a chat to Power Nap on the other side of this track, so stick around.
Today we're going to take a look at Power Nap.
We certainly are. Kia ora, Power Nap. How are you?
Good morning. Going great.
Hey, it's so nice to have you in here, Chris. It's been a hot minute since we've had you in the studio. And we were actually just talking off air about the last time you performed in Auckland being a very long time ago. Like last year, long time ago, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I guess life and other things got in the way between shows. But I think that the last time I played in Auckland was probably outside flying out, like late last year as part of the kind of end of year, summer, Christmassy things. But I did do a couple of live stream sets in my flat right at the beginning of the lockdown, actually.
Yeah.
I think it was the very first weekend of lockdown. I was kind of like, okay, it'll be a fun project to figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was. I tuned into the Melted Ice Cream live stream, which was just one of those things that I think was a really awesome thing to have come out of a crap year. Like, that was such a fantastic coming together of community at a really horrible time for everybody. And you played like one of the final sets of the whole thing, and my whole flat was just dancing in the living room being like, this is as close as it can kind of really get to being out at a club right now, and it's a good time.
Yeah, I got to play right after Mel and Williams, which I was kind of like watching Mel and set. I was like, ooh, okay. Like,
here I go.
Yeah, I'll be taking things to a different direction in about 5 minutes.
Excellent stuff. I think that was kind of the enjoyable thing of that whole evening was you jump from, you know, Christchurch to Dunedin to Auckland, and genre was just not really relevant.
Yeah, I loved it. And every artist sort of got to add a little extra tool to their toolkit as well.
Absolutely.
So we can broadcast live shows from New Zealand to the rest of the world, which is still doesn't really have
live
shows.
We're talking to you because you've got a brand new single which is out tomorrow and we get to play early, which I'm very excited about, but you've also got an EP coming out.
So this track is called Club Dinos and it's the lead single from my new I'm calling it a mini album because I like the term, I like the description mini album, I think it's cute. And that's called Dinosaurs, and that'll be out in early 2021. via the amazing people at Sun Return Records.
Who are doing also a lot of fantastic stuff in an extremely strange year. Just putting out fantastic local releases from like Green Grove, I'm Amelia, all the goods, KMTP as well. So
all killer, no filler.
Absolutely, absolutely. Club Dinos, what's it about?
Yes, well, Club Dinos, I had come up with the idea of the Dinosaurs mini album, and basically I'd written all the songs for it.
Mm-hmm.
I quite often get musical ideas from like lucid dreaming.
Mm.
So I'll wake up with a tune in my head and then sing it into my dictaphone and then kind of rewrite it based on that.
That's awesome.
So I had written the whole thing and was talking with Zach about putting out the mini album, and then I was like, no way, I've got a new song that I want to write and that's going to delay everything.
And it is about Club Dinos.
It's called Club Dinos. I like to talk about it as being a Jurassic jam.
Yes.
It is kind of like, I wanted to make something that was kind of more representative of what I've been listening to at home, mm-hmm. like for like the last year or whatever. So this is kind of more channeling kind of like British jazz funk feelings, or like, of course, Japanese city pop, mm-hmm. like, which should be pretty obvious from hearing it. And if you want to know the top secret story behind Club Dinos.
Yes, please. We always love a secret at BFM.
Then you'll have to head over to my Instagram tomorrow morning because I'm drawing a little comic strip which tells the real story.
So you're going to be drawing it live, or is it?
No, I'll draw the thing and I'll be
posting it up. Yeah. That's so cool. So for people who don't know a sonic comic, you have got this background in drawing comics as well. And that's kind of your power nap sort of image as well, if people know the Power Nap image. That's one of your own drawings, eh?
Yeah, fully. Yeah. And especially with Dinosaurs, actually, the mini album that's coming out, I kind of wanted to channel more of that kind of like late night kind of alternative cartoons kind of feeling, like soundtracks for imaginary, like there was a show called Liquid Television, which was kind of like experimental, kind of psychedelic or zany even, like animated short films, and like kind of channel a bit of that kind of like in air quotes alternative energy, with like something cartoony but with a bit of bite to it as well.
Yeah, well, I'm keen to sink our teeth, sorry for the pun, into Club Dinos. Thank you, I appreciate that. But I did think we should talk a little bit about how it was made, because you were saying off air there's no sampling in this.
Not in this one, no.
No.
I have a method that I use for writing most of my things, which is generally writing like a groove and then like jamming on it and then collaging it together. This one had the added extra element of my main synthesizer breaking. I pulled out a MIDI synth and added some. I got to play around with like MIDI kind of slap bass with this one, which I haven't done on a track before, but you know, I've been meaning to for a while.
Do you have a special place in my heart for a MIDI slap bass? It's such a specific sound, and it is so good.
It's like just like you're imagining that you're in an episode of Seinfeld.
Exactly. Hey, you're also playing tomorrow night alongside Memory Foam, and that's kind of in celebration of Amelia and PHF's recent releases.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
I am super stoked to be playing at this show. I love every single one of those artists. I should also mention that that at least my set will be dedicated to Ruben Winter as well. Like there was originally going to be a show a month ago in celebration of Amelia's release, but that was cancelled when Ruben passed away. So
yeah, I think there'll be a lot of love in the room tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I think that'll be a really special show indeed. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you.
We're going to play Club Dinos now. This is a special early spin of a brand new track, which will be out tomorrow on all the platforms. Bandcamp, probably the best one to go and get it on. Is that
right? It'll be on Bandcamp and Spotify.
Hard out. Hey, thank you. We'll see you on the dance floor.
Sure. Power down.
Brand new Power Nap, that is Club Dino's. It's out officially tomorrow, so jump on Power Nap's Bandcamp page or Sun Returns Bandcamp page and pre-save it and get it when it comes out. And then if you have got tickets to the backroom gig, you're in for a treat because it's sold out. That is PHF, Amelia, Power Nap and Memory Foam all playing, and it's going to be a really special night, I think. So if you're heading along, hope you have a lovely, lovely time. Thank you so much to Chris for coming in and chatting to us. Always a huge pleasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.